just like we always do. Cookies. Check. Drink. What is it today? It's Mike. Hard black cherry. Check. All gas. Pretty much to little to no breaks. Oh, am I making a mistake? No. Here we go. Here we go. Hello, NFL world. And hello, NFL lovers. You are now tuning in to the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on your DPN Dream Podcast Network. And I'm your host always and still forever will be doing the most, Franklin J. McCoy III. But you can call me Frankie. This is episode 22. 22, week 11, NFL, and now I'm going to bring you into the Real McCoy Sports Podcast scoreboard for NFL week 11, Thursday, November 19, 2020, Corona season. Arizona Cardinals lose in Seattle 21-28 in a good Thursday night game, very entertaining, down to the wire. Sunday games, November 22nd, 2020. Eagles lose to the Browns 22-21 in Cleveland, final. And the Saints beat up on the Atlanta Falcons 24-9 in a laugher with Taysom Hill at quarterback, starting at quarterback, all right. And Washington pulls out a victory, convincing victory 20-9 after quarterback from the Bengals goes down with an injury, Joe Burrow. And surprising, Carolina Panthers shut out Detroit Lions 20-0 in Carolina. And Pittsburgh, of course, wins in Jacksonville 27-3 and remains undefeated. Tennessee Titans win in overtime in Baltimore 30-24 against the Baltimore Ravens. And the Patriots lose in Houston 27-20 in a close game. Dolphins lose. Nail breaker, but they lose a game they should have won to the Denver Broncos 20-13 under the tutelage of Tua's tutelage. All right. And then the Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, pull out a slim victory 34-28 against the New York Jets, final in Los Angeles. And the Indianapolis Colts beat the Packers, final in overtime 34-31. My man Rodgers goes down. And the Dallas Cowboys finally win another game, 31-28 against the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. Okay, and the Kansas City Chiefs, 35-31 in Las Vegas against the Raiders, and they pull out that victory. And for your Monday night game, November 23rd, 2020, the Los Angeles Rams win 27-24 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as Brady throws a late second interception to seal that victory. And the bye, for your bye week, the Buffalo Bills had a bye, Chicago Bears had a bye, New York Giants had a bye, and my San Francisco 49ers, I live by, die by, breathe by, team I love, had a bye. All right? And that was your week 11, the Real McCoy scoreboard, all right? All right, these cookies went off. Let me get them back going. Let me spark this so we can spark this conversation. All right? Bear with me, people. We're here for the long haul, all right? It's very entertaining. Now, this is the night before Turkey Day, all right? All right, we're doing some things. We're getting it going. Some games I want to talk about. First thing smoking. I'm the first thing smoking. No point intended. But first thing smoking, Thursday night game, November 19th. Arizona Cardinals traveled up to Seattle and lost. All right. I thought they were going to win. I thought Kyler Murray and the Murriettes were going to handle business again against Seattle. But I was wrong. Russell and the Hawkey boys, no longer Legion of Room, that defense. But Carlos Dunlap saved the day. Got a sack when it counted. Sealed the deal. Recently acquired Carlos Dunlap from the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, Let's go over the game breakdown of the Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals right now. First quarter with 8 minutes and 45 seconds. The Arnold Schwarzenegro, DK Metcalf, wide receiver from the Seattle Seahawks, 25-yard TD pass from Russell Wilson. Jason Myers, extra point good, which put Seattle up 7-0 at that point against Arizona. And in the second quarter with 13 minutes and 31 seconds, running back for the Arizona Cardinals, Kenyon Drake, with a 2-yard TD run. Zane Gonzalez, extra point good, which tied the game at 7-7 with 13:51 in the second quarter. But with 8 minutes and 27 seconds, Seattle's wide receiver, Tyler Lockett, 11-yard TD pass from Russell Wilson. Jason Myers, PAT, no good. You see what I'm talking about. Extra point, no good. So he's no good. All right, Seattle was up 13-7 at that point. And let me stop it right there, because this is the Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN, Dream Podcast Network. And since I declare that I'm the Real McCoy, we're going to talk about real issues again. And that's the extra points. That's the extra point situation, all right? You should not be missing extra points. And what do we say? What do we say on the Real McCoy Sports Podcast about kickers missing extra points? They should line them up. Everybody gets a slap for first offense. Everybody gets to punch them the second offense. And then the third offense, they just rat pack them and stomp them out. Everybody jumps them. And then you release them. He's no longer on the team after that. But 13-7, this is why I get so angry, because that one point can cost you a game. And that's why I get so... I get so frustrated and disappointed, because growing up, no matter what sport it is, you know, I have the moniker of I got to go hard. I got to play hard. I'm trying to win. All right. And here's where people who are not accustomed to winning, or who don't strive for winning, or who don't put winning as the focal point, forefront of their ultimate goal in sports. So what I mean by that is, some people, they might overlook this one little thing. Oh, that's no biggie. He just missed an extra point, and it's the second quarter. It's only 4 quarters. The games go by faster than you think. And that one point can kill you. All they have to do is score a touchdown and make the extra point. Now they're winning. And that could lose you the game. It didn't cost Seattle the game, but it could have. And I'm the type of person, I worry about those little things. But everybody else does not. Most people, they overlook that. You know, I don't know what I would do. I probably would release you as a kicker. I mean, they're hard to come by. Let's not get it twisted. All this stuff I'm talking, I'm still a realist. I'm a realist. I understand kickers are hard to come by. It's like a center in the NBA today that you can just dump the ball down and say, be dominant. They don't exist anymore. It's hard to come by. Good kickers. They're missing extra points. But let's move on. With no time on the clock, Seattle's Jason Myers, 27-yard field goal. Good. And that's the type of, excuse my English and not French, because I'm not French. That's the kind of shit. Mierda, caca, boo-boo, hee-hee, juju, that I'm talking about. You make a 27-yarder, but you can't make a chip shot. But anyway, Seattle was up 16-7 at that point, and that was at the first half. All right, now let's move on. Let's see what they did in the second half. Third quarter with 10 minutes and 7 seconds on the clock. Arizona's Dan Arnold with a 4-yard TD pass from Kyler Murray. Zane Gonzalez kick, extra point kick, good. Which pulled Arizona in by 2, which the score was Seattle 16, Arizona 14. All right. Now, with 5 minutes, 27 seconds on the clock, Seattle Seahawks running back Carlos Hyde, former San Francisco 49er running back, with a 2-yard TD run. Jason Myers kicked good. Seattle up 23-14 at that point. And then in the fourth quarter, here's where it got tight. All right. 13, minutes, 19 seconds. Arizona's Chase Edmonds with a 3-yard TD pass from Kyler Murray. Zane Gonzalez, extra point good. And that made it 21-23. Still Seattle up. And with 9 minutes and 12 seconds, Arizona had a penalty on J.R. Sweezy in the end zone for safety, which extended Seattle's lead 25-21. They were up 4 at that point. And then with 2 minutes and 19 seconds, Seattle's kicker Jason Myers with the 41-yard field goal, which put Seattle up 7, which made it 28-21. And at that point, the Carlos Dunlap sack of Kyler Murray sealed the deal and gave Seattle the win. Now let's go over quick summary numbers, all right? Arizona quarterback number 1, Kyler Murray, 5'10", 207 pounds, 23 years old out of Oklahoma, the College of Oklahoma, 29 for 42, 269 yards and 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Running back for the Arizona Cardinal, number 41, Kenyon Drake, 6'1", 211 pounds, 26 years old out of the University of Alabama, 11 carries, 29 yards, 1 touchdown. And wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals, number 11, the old man, Larry Fitzgerald, 6'3", 218 pounds, 37 years old, out of the College of Pittsburgh, 8 receptions for 62 yards. And for Seattle, number 3, quarterback, Russell Wilson. Mr. Wilson, if you're nasty. 5'11", 215, 215 pounds. 31 years old out of the College of Wisconsin. He went 23 for 28 that night, 197 yards, 2 TDs, 0 interceptions. Similar to Kyler Murray, all right? Running back number 30, Carlos Hyde for the Seattle Seahawks. San Francisco 49er Carlos Hyde, 6 feet, 229 pounds, 30 years old out of the Oklahoma State University. Ohio State University. 14 carries, 79 yards, 1 TD. Not bad, not great. Wide receiver number 16, Tyler Lockett for Seattle Seahawks. 5'10", 182 pounds. 28 years old out of Kansas State. Had a pretty good game, decent game. All right. Now, Seattle possessed the ball 35 minutes, 7 seconds. Cardinals possessed the ball 24 minutes, 53 seconds. Seattle had 347 yards total. Arizona had 314 yards total. Arizona had 24 first downs. Seattle had 22 first downs. All right? If you're listening to the stats that I'm spewing out, I'm giving you, it sounds like they were evenly matched. And then I would agree. Now, takeaways from that game. Arizona, the biggest takeaway I would say from that game is, I would say it's too premature on Arizona. Now, at first, the first couple weeks, I'm like, whoa, I like Arizona's offense. I love their offense. I like their defense. Their defense, Buda Baker, all those guys, they were scrappy. They were spunky. And when I say spunky, I mean, you know, not polished or solid in any area, but they try hard and they get stuff done. They don't get everything done, but they get stuff done. That's what I mean by spunky. You haven't mastered or polished anything, but you're not bad. That's spunky. That's my definition of spunky. Not bad, but you haven't mastered anything. All right. Now, another takeaway, Arizona had a bad game. I just thought they were off. I don't like Seattle as much as everybody else does. Yeah, they have Arnold Schwarzenegger, DK Metcalf. I'm not a big Russell Wilson fan, but I am a realist. He is a hell of a football player, Hall of Fame, no question. But I don't know. It's just something about Russell Wilson that I'm like, I look at him and I'm like, yeah, he's good. He does a lot of stuff well, but he's not great. Everybody else crowns him. But then when I try to do the right thing, as I would think, pick Seattle over other teams, and then they always burn me, and then they lose. Every time. Whoa. Good cookies. Every time I go to make a wager. I put money down. I bet money on them. They lose. And then it's not a loss that it's like the other team was better that day. It's a loss to where, what are you doing, Russell? Why are you playing like that? What is this? Stop doing that, Russell. Stop throwing floaters in the end zone for interceptions. Stop throwing that rainbow pass. Stop running so slow. So you get a little bit of both. And then with Arizona, you get similar thing. I think they're very similar teams. They are very similar teams. They both like to throw it. They both have non-existent running games, even though I like Carlos Hyde. He comes from 49ers stock. He's a pretty good back. It's just that he's not healthy all the time, and they actually don't stick to the run. They sway away from the run after a couple runs, no matter how they do on the runs. Now, is Seattle going to the Super Bowl? That's what everybody wants to know. Let's not beat around the bush. All right. Let's not kiss the butt cheeks when you want to lick in the tush. All right, let's stop. Now, Arizona's definitely not going anywhere. And let me shock people. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying they will, but I wouldn't be surprised if they make it to the playoffs and they lose. Not just lose and they get blew out. I wouldn't be surprised. Arizona's one of those teams to where they could play well enough to make it to the playoffs, and then when they get there, they have like a big disappointing playoff game. Something like Lamar Jackson, just like when you expect him to blow out everybody in the playoffs, he just loses his first playoff game. And that's what I expect from Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. I don't expect them to go far. I think they're a couple pieces away from being from maintaining superiority over other teams. Now, they can do it right now, but they haven't consistently shown that they can dominate the NFL like I expected them to. I expected them to be number one in the NFC West. I expected them to give every team in the NFL a run for their money. No, to give every team in the NFL goosebumps. I expect the Arizona to be that one team that gives everybody goosebumps. Like, I don't want to play them. They're too dangerous. But both teams showed me Thursday night that I just think they're both teams are they're not ready yet for the bowl. They're not ready for the Super Bowl. Now, NFC Championship, deep in the playoffs, that's one thing. Maybe. Yes, they can. Seattle, everybody has them up there. I don't. They don't look that good to me. They don't. Wilson is a sometimer. Lockett is decent. DK Metcalf, he's a beast, but even he was dropping shit. He was dropping stuff Thursday night. He was dropping shit. He dropped the deep pass. Hit him in the face. Hit him in the face mask. Where do they do that at, Metcalf? So, I don't know. I haven't heard him say this, but I hope he doesn't think he's the best wide receiver in the league, because you're not. Who gets hit in the face like that? Look for the ball. All right? You're a beast on a Schwarzenegro. Now, that was your Thursday night game, and Seattle took care of business. You know, I picked Arizona, but, you know, good game. Now, let's go to Cincinnati in Washington. Quarterback Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals lose quarterback number 9, Joe Burrow, 6'4", 221 pounds, 23 years old, out of LSU. All right, let's go over his career stats. 2,688 yards, 13 TDs, 5 interceptions. And Sunday, he was 22 for 34, 203 yards, 1 TD. And Joe Burrow suffered a season injury, torn ACL, they report, and also. Now, I forgot who sings that song, but shame, shame, shame. He's ashamed to lose. Oh, Joe Burrow. He was balling, shot calling, wanna be a baller. Shot caller, Joe Burrow. Cincinnati Bengals, they lose a good one. They lose a good one. And then I believe at that point when he left the game, it was like, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it 9-6? And they were winning. And the bum Alex Smith on 1.5 legs took advantage of a Burrow-less Bengals team and just went on a rampage and sealed that game 20-9. But the reason why I'm talking about this game is because Cincinnati lost a good one. And any opportunity I can, you know what's coming, people. Any opportunity I can, we're trying to plug Kaepernick in. We're trying to plug him in. Now, this is another opportunity. Let's get into it, people. All right, Cincinnati, you are on the clock. You are on. Protesters, people who side with the right thing, good-hearted people, and not to mention the main focus of this issue. You're on the clock for black people. I'm going to just say it straight up. You're on the clock for us. You're on the clock for black people, Cincinnati. We're looking at you, the black communities around the world. We're looking at you. All right, you need a quarterback, don't you? Reports are saying Joe Burrow could be out some of next year, too. So he could miss some of next season. So that means, that begs the issue, that brings the issue, will you sign Colin Kaepernick? Huh? Choir minds want to know. Huh? Will you sign him? Or are you owners still on that white ball shit stuff? Are you still on it? Are you guys still pushing that agenda? Let me remind you, owners. Let me remind you. Just a quick note. Just something that everybody knows now, 2020. It is November now. Let me remind you really fast. Former ex, get him the hell out of here, President. Donald Trump is no longer president. He's no longer our president in these United of States. So you don't have to keep pushing this agenda. You don't have to. You don't. He's out of there. Biden's in. Kamala's in. Harris is in. She's black. And now, I'm pretty sure Biden will look at you and say, you're doing us a big, okay, we see you. We commend you. You're doing us a big justice. You're doing this country a big justice by signing Colin Kaepernick. I'm pretty sure they would say that. Maybe some tax breaks your way. Ain't that right, Trump? Now, Bengals, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Your team is already lightweight sorry. Not lightweight. You guys are pretty sorry. Not jet sorry, but you guys are pretty sorry. You guys need a spark. You guys need to get real. You guys need to stop playing games. Stop playing games. Sign him. Sign him. Sign him. Who's him? Him is who? Colin Kaepernick. Sign him now. Like, not now, but like now. Like now. Like now. That's, you need to sign him right now. Maybe you will. Drake, maybe she will. Maybe they will. What do I say? I say they won't. Racism still exists in this country. It's going to be here till I die, probably. More or less. Now, let's move on. What do we got next? What is the other game that threw me for a loop, cost me some damn money especially, and shocked me? It's the Carolina game. It's the Detroit-Carolina game, and Carolina shut out Detroit, and I'm very disappointed at Matthew Stafford right now. He's a bum. You couldn't score nothing off a quarterback that that wasn't even second string, wasn't barely third string, played in the XFL. Let's give shout outs to Madam C.J. Walker's grandson, P.J. Walker, quarterback number 6 for the Carolina Panthers, 5'11", 212 pounds, 25 years old out of Temple University. From Elizabeth, New Jersey, signed as undrafted free agent by the Colts in 2017 and stayed through the 2019. Played for the Houston Roughnecks of the XFL in 2020, led league in passing yards and touchdowns before they stopped operations because of COVID. So he was leading the league in passing yards and touchdowns in the XFL. And when I seen him, I seen some glimpses of the game. I had on my NFL Red Zone. I recommend all the Rim McCoy babies to watch, subscribe, get NFL Red Zone. I love it. I love it. Now, I was watching him flash, and he just kept throwing bombs and kept throwing the ball, threw some picks. But I was like, who is he? I was like, stop this guy. I was like, you're fucking up my money, PJ. Who the fuck are you to be coming in the game and want to play good and shit? You just got here. Damn, somebody needs to tell all these new booties who just start their very first game, do not fuck up the bets that we're laying down. We have our mindset on you getting beat up. Just go with that. Just for one game. I'm not saying cost your job. I'm just saying help the community like me. Trying to get some money, but you keep messing it up. Now, he played his ass off for his first game. I wish he wouldn't have. You're messing up stuff, PJ. Madam C.J. Walker's grandson, P.J. Walker, number 6 for the Carolina Panthers. Okay, Sunday stats for P.J. Walker, number 6 QB for Carolina, 24 for 34, 258 yards, 1 TD, 2 interceptions. Running back number 28, Mike Davis for the Carolina Panthers, 5'9", 220 pounds, 27 years old out of South Carolina, 19 carries, 64 yards, and 1 TD. And the wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers, number 12, DJ Moore, 6 feet, 210 pounds, 23 years old out of Maryland, 7 receptions, 127 yards, all right? And that was Carolina for you. Now let's get Detroit sorry ass in there, all right? Number 9, quarterback Matthew Stafford. Who I saw some headlines said something about his wife is tired of wearing masks. She's tired of this corona. Well, so are we. But we are not sitting on millions like you are. So shut up. All right. Now, Matthew Stafford, 6'3", 220 pounds, 32 years old out of Georgia, 18 for 33, 178 yards. First quarter. 2 minutes, 21 seconds. Running back Mike Davis, 1 yard TD run. Joey Sly with the kick, good for Carolina, which put them up 7-0. And nobody scored until the third quarter. All right, 10 minutes and 58 seconds. Curtis Samuel, wide receiver for Carolina, 17-yard TD pass from P.J. Walker, Madam C.J. Walker's grandson. Joey Sly with the extra point, good, which put Carolina up 14-0. And with 1 minute and 59 seconds, Joey Sly with the 56-yard field goal, which put Carolina up 17-0. And in the fourth quarter, 4 minutes, 57 seconds, Joey Sly again with the 37-yard field goal, which put Carolina up 20-0 over Detroit and essentially shut them out. Flawless victory, 20-0. Matt Patricia, what's going on in the D? Let's talk about that right now. Them stats just brought us straight into the segment of what's going on in the D. Are you guys drinking your milk? Because you guys look a little fragile. Now, you won a game last week against a leg and a half Smith, even though they tried to cheat you. I should have recognized that you're playing Washington and kept in mind of the opponent. I thought you guys are better than this. All right? If we were in studio right now, I would be playing some Mace Oracle. All right? I thought you were better than this. But then Mace has a lyric in there that says, now that I think about it, that's really all you is. He said, that's really all you do. Now that I think about it, that's really all you do. Lose. And lose some more. And then win a tight game. And then lose. I don't like their coach. I don't like how he dresses. I don't like how he looks. He's sloppy. His game is sloppy. His preparation is sloppy. But he got some nerve to talk about everybody else all in the videos. Now, Matthew Stafford, we're tired of giving you excuses. I talked about you in other episodes, said I like him. He's a damn good quarterback. You are an underachiever. And I wouldn't feel sorry for you if they just said, get out of here. Now, I'm not a professional football player. Never was, never have been. Now, I don't know. Maybe I need to ask professional football players, Hall of Famers that are retired. Hey, is he good? Is he that good? Is he good? Because I see a quarterback that has potential, but I see a quarterback that constantly loses and constantly underperforms and constantly has games to where it's just not my night games. He has too many of those. It's just not my night. I can't complete a pass. I can't see anybody. And, you know, Detroit, I visited Detroit, you know, it's a lot of empty in Detroit. I see a lot of empty. You guys gotta turn this around, turn this culture around. Stop being blank. Stop being deserted. Make something happen. Win games. Turn this city around. You got Flint, Michigan serving people water that looks like oil. Black tar. Let's turn this culture around, Detroit. You know, I root for you guys. You guys did Barry Sanders dirty. You did Megatron dirty. Might as well complete the cycle. Let's see you do Matthew Stafford dirty. Let's just see that. And that's all I'm going to say for Detroit. Those are bums. But hey, Dallas won a game. What do you say? What do you know? Pauly Walnut, Sopranos. What do you say? What do you know? What do you hear? What do you say? What I hear is Cowboys won a game. Cowboys beat Minnesota 31-28 in Minnesota. Quarterback number 14. 40-year-old virgin Andy Dalton, 6'2", 210 pounds, 33 years old, out of TCU. He went 22 for 32, 203 yards, 3 TDs, and 1 interception. Number 21 running back, my favorite running back in the whole league, Ezekiel Elliott, 6 feet, 228 pounds, 25 years old, out of Ohio State University with 21 carries, 103 yards. Wide receiver number 19, former Oakland Raider, Amari Cooper, 6'1", 225 pounds, 26 years old, out of the University of Alabama with six receptions, 81 yards. And for Minnesota, you had quarterback number 8, Kirk Cousins. And he's not my cousin, because I never liked Kirk Cousins. 6'3", 202 pounds, 32 out of Michigan State. He went 22 for 30, 314 yards, and 3 TDs, no interceptions. That was damn pretty good stats, but it wasn't a good game. Running back number 33, Dalvin Cook. He's cooking, 5'10", 210 pounds, 25 years old, out of Florida State University, with 27 carries, 115 yards, 1 touchdown. And wide receiver number 19, Adam Thielen, 6'2", 200 pounds, 30 years old, out of Minnesota State, Mankato. And not Kato, Tupac Kato! I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. You let the Dallas beat you, Minnesota? You let Dallas beat you? You got to run from all Cowboys? And the Chiefs pull out a nail biter against the Raiders. And the Raiders, I gotta give some more Bay love. Bay love. The Raiders are doing their fucking thing. Even though they lost by 4 against the defending Super Bowl champions, in which KC had to throw a late touchdown to take the lead. Las Vegas Raiders are a team nobody wants to play in the playoffs. They're going to be that New York Giants team. The year they beat Alex Smith and my 49ers and went to the Super Bowl and won. They're going to be that team. Nope. Wait, I didn't mean it. Let me take that back. They're going to be the team that nobody wants to play, but they're not going to be exactly the Giants. I don't think they can win a Super Bowl. Not now. They don't have star power. One thing I noticed about watching these Super Bowls, even though you don't have to have the best team per se, but you better have some star power. Better have some kind of star power. They don't have it, and I think they're going to suffer. And the defense still not what it needs to be a juggernaut team. They're not a juggernaut team, but they're a team nobody wants to see right now. Nobody. And I mean nobody wants to see them right now. So, Kansas City, they're still my favorites to win it all. My homeboy, I haven't been giving him love in the last couple of episodes, and I need to go back to that because he is the best quarterback in the NFL right now. He is my homie. He has a first name. It's Patrick. He loves ketchup. He puts it on everything. All right? And nobody can catch up to these Chiefs. They can't. Chiefs are the best thing going. And you know, the Jets are still, you plug in that piece right there. Now, is there another game that I want to quickly get into? Ravens. They lose in overtime to the Tennessee Titans, and they were winning most of the game. Tennessee clawed back. And they got that roided out looking running back, Derrick Henry, looked like he came straight out of what was the Russian in the Rocky movie? Came straight out of his gym, where they were squirting him with a million steroids. Derrick Henry looked like he came out of that gym. But they gave Baltimore a dose of Henry at the end of the game, and he broke out for a touchdown in overtime. And it was like an MC Hammer touchdown because you can't touch this. He was wide open. He ran the ball. They cleared the lane. Nobody was around him. You can't touch this. Now, what I want to cover is not just that Tennessee won. All this is going to connect real quick. Don't worry. Let me connect it. Not just that Tennessee won, but before the game, Tennessee did a little, get hype with me, psyching themselves up in the middle of the logo of the middle field of the Ravens. Coach for the Baltimore Ravens didn't like it, approached them, walked up the field to the middle of the field to confront them. Cornerback for Tennessee had his helmet off. Malcolm Butler, former New England Patriots, he was cursing them out, what it looked like, yelling at Coach Harbaugh. You ain't gonna do nothing. Y'all some punks. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it looked like. Because John Harbaugh quickly turned around like he had his tail between his legs. And the takeaway that I took away, where was your players at? Where's your team? Don't tell me this is Baltimore in 2020. Because let me paint a picture for you people. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, where else? I don't know about. Oakland, the fans, yeah, but I'm trying to talk about the teams. Baltimore's, Pittsburgh, the old Seattle with the Legion of Boom, and God, if I'm missing another team. Ah, I'm missing them. But those are three teams that I would never think people would just do something like that. Baltimore would be the first team that I would think would run out there and it's not going to happen. But then again, you don't have Ray Lewis out there. You don't have Shannon Sharp at the tail end of his career playing there. You don't got Ed Reed playing there. You got a lot of don't gots. You don't have anybody on that team, offense or defense, that's going to say, even Steve Smith before he retired, he wouldn't allow that. But you guys allowed this. And then in the game, you guys were winning the game. So when I watched it, I was like, okay, that little pregame stuff, it didn't affect nothing because Baltimore is going to win this game. Then when I see Tennessee start coming back, it was deja vu for me. Once the last few minutes of the game hit, even though Tennessee was losing at one point, I said, oh, no, they got this. This is deja vu. I've seen this before. Baltimore, and then they lost the game. Then they, in overtime, it just seemed like they gave up. They threw in the towel. Khaleesi. What's her other name? Danny Targaryen. They bent the knee for Khaleesi and the Mother of Dragons. They bent the knee and they gave up, threw in the towel, and they gave the game to Tennessee and the Henry boys. But what I took away from Baltimore is it's a new day in Baltimore. They're declining. They're going to start losing now. The next couple of years, you're going to see them start losing now. Lamar Jackson's, his life is slowly changing into a life that he didn't envision, his football life. I don't think he's going to enjoy Baltimore. And I see a trade, not a trade, but I see him leaving in the next few years. Baltimore's team, they just don't look talented to me. Their defense, I get they were missing Calais Campbell and some other guys, but the defense still okay, but that offense, I don't know. They look like they can't beat anybody in the playoffs. That offense looks like they couldn't beat it. They can't beat anybody in the playoffs without turnovers or fumbles. There's something happening in the game to give them an edge. But that's about it. Your Buffalo Bills had a bye. Bears had a bye. Giants had a bye. My 49ers had a bye. We're going through some shit right now. We don't have a quarterback. They're going to go back to Mullins. I think that's a wrap for this year. But hopefully we got running back 31 Mostert coming back. And we got 25 Sherman coming back soon. Maybe this week. Maybe not. But until then, tune in next time. Episode 22, Week 11, NFL. The Real McCoy Sports Podcast on the DPN, Dream Podcast Network. And I'm your host, logging off, signing off, realsportspodcast.com. No, that's not actually a site, I'm just saying. Now, tune in to Week 12, where it really goes down. Thank you for tuning in. I'm signing off.